journey to victory. I'm Royce Gomez, founder of Royce Talks, and I've been recognized as a leading authority for coaching and training entrepreneurs and executives, speaking to audiences ranging from 20 to over 1,000. My articles have been published in the Huffington Post, Unlimited Woman, Charity Magazine, and I am co-author of The Stories and Daily Habits of Highly Successful Women and international bestseller, Discover Your Destiny, Live Your Dreams, Love Your Life. I have effectively coached successful business owners who were in transition, both in business and their personal life. Today, we are talking with Stephanie Finley Fortune, the Executive Director of UCCS University Partnerships and Public Policy. She is the recipient of the prestigious Women of Influence Award for 2017. It will be presented by the Colorado Springs Business Journal and is an annual event where we celebrate women impacting our community. We also have a co-sponsor, Legacy Bank, with us today, and Lori Lovato, the representative from the bank that will be my very special co-host for this series. So, Stephanie, thank you for joining us, and I would love to ask you to start by sharing how you got started in your career, if you would.
Oh, gosh, that's a long story. I'll try to
give us the 3 to 4 minute version of it, if you would, so that we can get an insight to who Stephanie is.
I'd be delighted to. And first, I want to say thank you to Legacy Bank for caring about women and women leaders and in this community. That's wonderful.
It's been a real joy. So thank you so much for that recognition. We appreciate it.
And Royce, wow, I'm impressed with your background and what you've done for women. That's pretty exciting to hear when I know what a pivotal role women have played in the growth of this community and how successful our region has become. And it's through efforts like yours that really puts women on the map to do amazing things. And so thank you to you, and thanks for doing
this. Thank you. I love highlighting women like you, Stephanie, so thanks for being a guest. And
my pleasure. So how I got started, I actually was born in Colorado, grew up in Missouri, but moved back to Colorado 2 days after I graduated from high school. And I was not told how hard it was to meet friends and to get involved in a social way when you move away from a community into a new one. And so I was searching for something that would give me a purpose and help me make friends. And I stumbled into politics. And that's why I tell you the story, because it changed the course of my life when I got involved in governmental affairs, politics, public policy. I never intended to do that, but I had the great fortune of traveling the world on behalf of President Bush Sr. and setting up his trips with foreign governments. And I'd spend 2 to 3 weeks each time helping get his travels ready for him to be received. So that was pretty cool to start out that way. And then I got involved with the Colorado State General Assembly and worked at the state capitol, which then catapulted me to a chief of staff job in Washington, D.C. And since then, I've had such a privilege of getting to move to Colorado Springs 11 years ago, coming from the governor's office and working with the chamber as their president of governmental affairs and public policy and the executive director of the Center for Regional Advancement, which then led to my time at UCCS. And I just have been so blessed with quite a career and having Chancellor, then Chancellor Shockley and Martin Wood ask if I would come to the university and work on behalf of higher education in our community, which is a wonderful place to be.
Yeah, especially with all the changes and the growth that UCCS has had in recent years under Shockley's leadership, it's just been phenomenal to watch the impact it's had on the students.
Well, it's been incredible, and her vision and Martin Wood's vision and the rest of the team has been extraordinary, and because of that, it has grown in leaps and bounds, and the best beneficiaries of all of this is that we have more first-generation students coming to UCCS than ever before, record-setting numbers, and I firmly believe that you can change a person's life through education, and so it's exciting to watch some of the tougher, more challenging cycles in families be broken through this positive movement of education. And I love that most of all in my job.
Stephanie, I could not agree with you more. And I know that to take on the roles of leadership that you've taken on as chief of staff and leading Colorado Springs through the leadership that you've provided with the chamber and now with UCCS, that you've had to have some adversity and some roadblocks and challenges, and every woman is inspired to hear those stories and how you have overcome your personal challenges to rise to where you are today. So would you share a little bit about the challenges and roadblocks that you've faced and how you've overcome those?
Well, and I love challenges and roadblocks because they're the greatest teachers of all. And I think early on in my time at in the community, people are very well-intentioned, very well-meaning, but sometimes gender differences can play a role in maybe conflict or misunderstandings. And so I think when I first moved here, people weren't necessarily used to public policy in itself and a woman being involved in leading the way with governmental affairs and working with elected officials and such. And so I did have some leaders in the community really push back on my involvement. And I think it was just a matter of perspective and helping them understand that I brought a unique quality to the efforts going on here because I had experience in Washington, D.C., and then in the governor's office, in a state agency. And I had knowledge that maybe wasn't that prevalent in our community. And so that was interesting to get through some of the gender differences. And again, nobody was right, nobody was wrong, and everybody was well-intentioned. It was just coming at things from a different perspective and most definitely a different approach. And recently, the thing that I've overcome the most is that in 2016, I had the most wonderful thing happen in my life and the most awful thing happened, and that's that I got married for the first and only time later in life to this wonderful, amazing man, and then 4 months later was diagnosed with cancer. And so I think anytime anybody hears those words, you have cancer, you stop, you take stock, you think about what's important in life, and all of a sudden your lens changes and you start really prioritizing and you start not thinking so much about the small stuff and just doing what really has high impact.
Wow, Stephanie, thank you for sharing something so personal. And that will lead into some questions that I think Lori's going to ask you on what's your future look like. But before she does that, I'd like to introduce my very special co-host, Lori Lovato, to do our thanks to our sponsors and then let her take over in the conversation for a few minutes. So welcome, Lori.
Hi, Stephanie. Thank you so much for spending your time with us. I know it's precious and that you've got a lot of things ahead of you for the day. So we appreciate you just taking the time to visit with us. And what an amazing story. I've lost my father to cancer about 5 years ago, and I know the struggle. Yeah, the struggle's real. You know, I mean, it's one of those things that you never expect to hear it yourself. And whenever you do, overcoming something like that is a day-to-day situation to keep yourself in a good place. But it sounds like you've not only done that, but you've exceeded those expectations in such an amazing way. So we're really honored as Legacy Bank to have the opportunity. We're a business bank. We run across dynamic individuals all the time, but we're really fortunate to recognize you today as a thought leader and a community champion. We're a community bank, and it's important to have extraordinary people like yourself giving of themselves so that our community can continue to grow. So as a representative of the bank, Legacy Bank is just super honored to recognize your success. So thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you. That's so sweet. Thanks.
Absolutely. We'd be remiss if we didn't say that we are a bank that is member FDIC, because you know about public policy. I've got a policy and compliance that I have to go to as well. So we are a member FDIC bank. But we'd also like to thank the Colorado Springs Business Journal. They have a really innovative approach to business news, and they help empower leaders like yourself in our community. And by honoring the women of influence, that's just a great example of an incredible way to promote people behind the stories. So we thank the Colorado Springs Business Journal for being such a great leader in business news on that side of it as well. So with that said, Stephanie, all of the history that you just recently shared with us, how does that prepare you for your future? How does that prepare you for your steps ahead in your career and steps ahead maybe personally or professionally?
Well, they're all intertwined, and this is what I have figured out on this journey, is that for so long I thought about my profession, what I was doing for my career, and I didn't think about what I was doing for my life. And so it's all intertwined now. And I think when we think about the jobs that we want to do, and we think about the difference we want to make, the impact we want to have, we have to think about it in a whole life perspective. And if our careers are not nurturing our families, if they're not nurturing our personal growth, and if we're not thinking about everything as a whole, then oftentimes that presents a problem for living life with joy. And because of my diagnosis, and because I have this wonderful marriage, it's really made me take stock of what I want to do in life. And I've had such a privilege of working for the university, and I'm going to continue to do that. But I did take stock of the impact I want to have. And what I've learned is that I want to go do some other things. And so I'll stay at the university part-time, but I'm going to now also become the executive director of the Colorado Springs Promise. And it's taking our students in middle school and high school and helping them with graduation rates, building champions around them and a support structure around, and helping their families stabilize and thrive. And I probably wouldn't have done that had I not had the last few years experience. I wouldn't have taken that bold move to step out of the university and do some other things. I'm also going to start my own business, and it's along the lines of life design and how to help people find their true passions and their the things they want to do in life that's going to help them live the best life they can live.
Wow, that's just such an awesome way of packaging the goals that all of us should have. You know, I'm not sure that people really recognize how critical the day-to-day choices are in building their everyday life. You know, I mean, we think of it sometimes as in goals, but sometimes it's how we spend the minutes of our days that actually compile to make up our life.
Right. You're right about that. And choices matter. And if you think about it, We all should understand what our value set is and what matters most to us in life, and stop doing the things that really don't feed our soul. And I'm not saying, trust me, I'm not a Pollyanna. We can't always work in jobs that just make us feel so spirited and happy and Snow White, you know, kind of moments. But I think women have more choices today, more wonderful, positive choices today than ever before. But what I'm discovering is that because there are so many choices, and sometimes it's hard to sift through all those choices and get through the noise, they don't always find their true passions and what would be a better fit for them. And so I want to help people do that. And already I haven't even started the business, and I've had so many people approach me on this in the last year that I know that it's what I'm meant to do.
Absolutely. What's interesting about that is because we're a business bank, we help entrepreneurs try and make that dream happen, you know, whatever their passion is or whatnot. But sometimes...
Well, then I better come see you.
Absolutely,
If I'm starting out, I better come to Legacy Bank. I'll be right there.
Well, we would love to help you, that's for sure. But, you know, it's interesting because sometimes our passions are hidden. Sometimes they're sidetracked. There's so many different ways, but when you actually tap into that passion, we believe that passion is rooted in whatever your core values are as well. And that's how we've tried to kind of build our business. But when we help entrepreneurs, you have to ask that question, is this your passion? Because there's going to be good and bad, and there's going to be challenges and obstacles, and you have to be prepared to face all of those.
Yeah, that's so true. It's a great question.
I'd love to interject here and ask you a question. Going back to what you said, having your identity wrapped up in your career, and until the word cancer came into your life, you looked at things differently than you do now. And the last article that I published was on identity. And because of your involvement with Girl Scouts and the new role with Promise with middle school and high school students, identity is a big topic of discussion for these kids. What are a couple of tips that you have for these young students struggling with their identity so that they don't become adults like us to have their identity wrapped up in their profession rather than who they really are being out in the world? Would you share a couple of tips?
Royce, that's such a profound question because there's so much wrapped up into that, especially in this day and age. And the word that popped into my mind as you were asking the question is transition, because they have a lot of transitional moments. And how do they get through those moments of transition where they go from middle school to high school, where they go from one set of friends to another, where they start thinking about what they're going to do after high school and which college? And I get concerned, I'm not going to lie, I get really concerned about what technology has done for these young kids and their identity, because everything is wrapped up in how many likes they get and how many Snapchats they can send and what Instagram does. And in moderation, that's all a fabulous, wonderful tool, but when it gets out of control, it really strikes to the heart of somebody's identity. And I think they've lost their way in many cases. Research is showing that it's causing almost a mental health crisis. Even here at UCCS, one out of two students is going to the counseling center with a behavioral health, a mental health issue. And we've got to find the root causes of that. But I love spending time with these middle schoolers and the high schoolers. I'm actually taking one to a movie tonight so we can talk about that very thing, about how she's doing and what she's feeling about her role in high school and the challenges she's meeting up with. But I think number one tip, know who you are. Don't look at what the magazines say or Facebook or Snapchat tells you you ought to feel. know who you are and live out who your real person is. Number two, limit what goes into your mind. I remember last year when I was going through my wedding season, and it was the happiest time of my life. I mean, I'm 54 years old, and I was getting married for the first time at 53 to truly the most wonderful man. And I was so euphoric through the wedding season, but something was bringing me down. And I figured out it's because I was listening to the news all the time. And so I shut off the news, and I've shut it off since then. I listen to the news on occasion just enough, and I listen to people who have listened to the news. But I think what you put into your mind is so healthy or so very unhealthy. And so, Royce, I love it that you wrote an article. And I have to tell you, too, that I think nutrition plays such a role in people's lives. I know that's kind of out of left field. But I think food is fuel and food is poison. And I would ask these kids, think about what you're putting in your body that kind of makes you feel better or makes you feel worse. Those are the three tips I would have.
You know, we found that out, too, with the food thing, just as a side note, that when my dad was diagnosed, he was diagnosed with 6 months to live. He had pancreatic cancer, and he ended up living 2 years, which was just a huge gift.
Wow.
But it was nutrition that had really played a role in that. So when you start thinking about how the kids' minds are working, and if everything's working slower or drudging through things because we're not putting the right things in our bodies to be able to be successful, that's a great starting point.
Well, Stephanie, thank you for being on the show, and thank you for mentioning that what we put in our mind is so important, and I could not agree more. One of my very first episodes of Thrive, A Woman's Journey to Victory, was a woman who was homeless and now trains corporately on an international level and has even trained at the UN. And one of the keys to success that she said was what she put in her mind made a difference when she was at the bottom, rebuilding her life again. So thank you, Stephanie, for being our guest today. And I want to
thank you.
I want to thank both Legacy Bank and the Colorado Springs Business Journal for being special sponsors to do this series, honoring our women of influence. Now, Stephanie, one last question before we disconnect. Is there a way that people can connect with you afterwards online? Do you have a website or Facebook for your new ventures?
I don't yet. I don't, and I should. So maybe, Royce, I can come back on your podcast in a few months, and I'll have more to visit with you about.
Oh, I would love to have you back again, Stephanie. Thanks for coming and sharing with us today. I know that you are inspiring our listeners that will hear this conversation later on. And to find more about me online, you can go to RoyceTalks.com, and we will make sure to post a link to Stephanie Finley Fortune's interview there on RoyceTalks.com. So thanks again for being with us today.
Thank you, ladies. It's great to talk to you both.
Have a great day.
Thanks, you too. Bye-bye.